This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Nicolas Cage fights off gnarly creatures in A Quiet Place knockoff. This is your IGN review of Arcadian by Jesse Hassinger. There's a scene in the post-apocalyptic horror drama Arcadian where two teenagers challenge each other to speculate, in 10 seconds or less, about how the previous world ended. It's a clever way of conveying exposition that wouldn't come up in casual conversation between characters in this movie. They're living far enough removed from a mass extinction event to not actually know what destroyed a bunch of life on Earth. It's also a somewhat shameless way of goosing the audience's expectations for a big reveal of some long-ago incident. So it's both a relief and a letdown to realize that Benjamin Brewer's stripped-down creature feature stays in the moment, save for its nods toward poisoned natural resources in some manner of infestation. Despite the teasing, no further bombshells and not much meaningful environmental subtext are forthcoming. Initially, Arcadian withholds so much that it's unclear whether or not there are monsters in it at all. We can see that Paul, played by Nicolas Cage, lives in relative isolation with his sons Joseph, played by Jaden Martell, and Thomas, played by Maxwell Jenkins. They tend to a modest home, which they must secure every nightfall against unseen interlopers rattling at the other side of the door. A simple choice that builds up the movie's creepiness, even more so because the characters seem accustomed to this attempted breach. They're not the only family left in the area. In fact, there's a bigger and better appointed farm up the road, where Thomas often spends time, ostensibly to offer extra help, but really to spend some time with Charlotte, played by Sadie Soverall, a girl his own age. This seems to be setting up a conflict between an overprotective parent and a child straining, sometimes recklessly, to see more of the world. But while Paul maintains a strict curfew and schedule of chores, he's also accepting of Thomas's interests and tends to blame himself for the kid's more irresponsible moments. Contrary to his lingering reputation for histrionics, Cage doesn't play Paul as overbearingly intense. Instead, the movie shifts the real conflict to the brothers. It's analytical, obedient Joseph who becomes resentful when Thomas strays from their family routine, generating a more novel tension, although not as exciting as the eventual attacks from the genuinely unsettling nocturnal creatures. The design for these beasts incorporates unpredictable rapid-fire stutters of motion, and in one memorable slow-burn scene, eerily outstretched humanoid claws. They land somewhere between a monster versus skull crawler and a Quiet Place death angel, often remaining out of full view, with murky lighting complementing the low-budget but inventive visual effects. Unfortunately, the murk occasionally obscures the human characters, too. Any trouble locating Cage appears to be by design. He's ultimately more of a supporting presence in the movie, which may disappoint his biggest fans, but serves the story just fine. Arcadian reflects his rising batting average of late. Brewer previously directed Cage in the fun 2016 thriller The Trust, an early signal that the always working actor was gravitating toward a better class of B-movie. It's easy to imagine a lower-rent version of Arcadian heading straight to video on demand in 2011. The 2024 version, hitting theaters before it turns up on Shudder, is a cross between the sincere schlock of Knowing and the quiet rusticity of Joe, though never as visually polished as either past Cage vehicle. Arcadian works surprisingly well within its familiar genre trappings and a running time that comes in under 90 minutes before credits, presenting a grimy yet verdant glimpse of a fallen civilization plagued by monsters. Maybe the movie was right to leave the world's end up to speculation. No one who's seen A Quiet Place will likely be knocked out by the similarly intimate creature feature Arcadian. At the same time, sci-fi and horror fans who like a good spin on the things that go bump in the night should be pleased by the low-budget movie's well-used visual effects and inventive designs. This is one of Nicolas Cage's more respectable B-movies. Arcadian's IGN score? 6. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Arcadian, visit us at IGN.com.
spoken layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.